Things are always on the move at Station 4 on the North Shore, and it's Chef Shelley Simon's love of change that keeps things fresh and exciting. Shelley entered the restaurant business in the mid-80s, where she studied and apprenticed at Leamington Dock, earning her Red Seal certification as a chef. She then moved on to Caesars Windsor, where she stayed for the next 15 years, honing her craft. In 2010, she decided a change was in order, and she took over the Silver Mountain Station, once a major stop along the Port Arthur, Duluth and Western Railway line, sight unseen. It took a lot of work to renovate and rejuvenate the 100-year-old building, but with hard work and tenacity, she created a lovely wayside station for adventurers to stop in and dine. She hosted events such as the Silver Mountain Mudbangers, sleigh rides, and murder mystery parties. Sadly, with the arrival of COVID-19, indoor dining became unavailable and there was little interest in takeout meals so far out in the wilderness. As a result of the drop in business, the restaurant has been put on hiatus until a new plan for the property can be formulated. Shelley's ever-expanding, Go With The Flow vision brought her to Marathon in August 2016, where she opened Station 4 on the North Shore. It's open year-round, serving up delicious burgers, steaks, salads, pizzas and other delights. There are community favorites, which include the Puckiska Burger, served on a pretzel bun and topped with jalapenos, cheese, bacon, tomatoes, and their made-in-house Pukaskwa sauce. The 6-ounce Station Burger, served on a pretzel bun and topped with cheese, bacon and freshly made chipotle mayonnaise is also popular. The Marathon features 2 4-ounce burgers, loaded with mushrooms, onions, bacon, cheddar and Monterey Jack cheese. All these burgers come with a choice of fries, mashed potatoes, onion rings or soup. Add-ons, such as sweet potato fries, gravy or poutine can be added at an extra charge. Other menu items, such as the rail car, a turkey, applewood smoked bacon and cheese sandwich on freshly baked marble rye bread, a chicken parm sandwich, served on a ciabatta bun, fish and chips, salads, and of course, mouth-watering steaks, are all prime choices. Besides the regular fare, Shelley and her staff serve up some eclectic specials. Last week, exotic East Indian menu items such as chicken kotu, beef biryani, chana masala and ghee rice, were well received by the community. This week, Station 4's specials include incredible dishes from the Lebanese culture. Baba ganoush, tabbouleh, kibbeh dishes, hummus, falafels and other delightful meals from this Mediterranean cuisine are available for dine-in or take-out. COVID QR code protocols are in effect at this time. More specials are planned for the future, including Asian dishes, such as pad thai, sushi and tropical poke bowls, filled with sushi-grade tuna or salmon, watermelon, strawberries, avocado, pickled ginger, and macadamia nuts, a real summer treat. All the items, including the amazing specials, are available for takeout. Care is taken to treat the food with respect. I want to be sure that the at-home dishes are of the same, high-quality standards that you'd get inside the restaurant, says Chef Simon. Our takeout containers are made from eco-friendly sugarcane containers which prevent food from getting soggy. Any plastic container we may have to use are bottle box products, made from recycled plastic bottles. We send it out in paper bags to keep everything crisp and fresh tasting. Freshness, homemade and high-quality ingredients are very important to Shelley. Much of her food, including the pretzel buns, marble rye and other breads and pastries are available to the public at the adjoining bakery she operates. Stations of Superior Bake Shop features local products, such as Heartbeat Hot Sauces, Shumka Dust Products, Big Lake Pasta, North Country Smoked Meats, Bay Meats and Thunder Oak Cheese, just to name a few. Acorn and Oak Coffee, both beans and brewed, are also available. In the coming months she hopes to transform the bakery into a pop-up grocery store selling fresh fruit, vegetables and other local produce. One of Chef Simon's favorite sayings is this. The most damaging phrase in the language is, "We've always done it this way," Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper. Certainly no one can accuse Shelley of keeping things stagnant. She's always on the lookout for the next food adventure, and the community of Marathon is reaping the benefit of that sentiment. Bill Hanna, Wa Ash Shifa. Lebanese. May you have your meal with gladness and health. If you have a recipe, restaurant or know of someone involved in the culinary scene, let us know by sending us an email at news@snnewswatch.com.